It begins with September 23, 1977, and ends 16 small, blue, puppied pages later on May 24, 1989. I count. There are 152 dates, written with great care in the large, open, Palmer method blue ballpoint pen of a 6-year-old. You made the list? These are all accurate?
Actually, you dictated this to me.
You told me a few years ago that you memorized the dates from this list. So I don't know how exactly this exists. I mean, it seems sort of like a Mobius strip, but they are accurate. I use them to know when to go down to the meadow to meet you.
The waitress reappears, and we order. Tom Kakai for me and Gang Musaman for Claire. A waiter brings tea, and I pour us each a cup.
What is the meadow? I am practically hopping with excitement. I have never met anyone from my future before, much less a Botticelli who has encountered me 152 times.
The meadow is part of my parents' place up in Michigan. There's woods at one edge of it, and the house on the opposite end. More or less in the middle is a clearing about 10 feet in diameter with a big rock in it. And if you're in the clearing, no one at the house can see you because the land swells up and then dips in the clearing. I used to play there because I liked to play by myself, and I thought no one knew I was there. One day when I was in first grade, I came home from school and went out to the clearing, and there you were.
Stark naked and probably throwing up.
Actually, you seemed pretty self-possessed. I remember you knew my name, and I remember you vanishing quite spectacularly. In retrospect, it's obvious that you had been there before. I think the first time for you was in 1981. I was 10. You kept saying, "Oh my God," and staring at me. Also, you seemed pretty freaked out about the nudity, and by then I just kind of took it for granted that this old nude guy was going to magically appear from the future and demand clothing.
Claire smiles.
And food.
What's funny?